Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chav Dalid. We left off on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are right after the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'il Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom. It is also sponsored by friends of the Schwartz family, with broken hearts in loving memory of Yakira Liba Aleha Shalom, Basi Badal Chaim Tovim Baruchim, Rav Avram, Yosef Yehuda, and Sarah Gita, Kiki Schwartz, who is just shy of her fourth birthday, and Hashem should have an aliyah, and her family should have a nechama. Also by Stephen Katz for Rufu Shalema, for Shalom Ben Shoshana Chana, Shavu Rufu Shalema, Sof Sharchal Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to talk about in today's daf, if you recall, the Mishnah that we finished with yesterday told us that the five women who are not Naaman to say that Meis Baila, because they're considered to be biased against this woman, are nevertheless Naamanos Lahavias Gita. So the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas Amoraim between Rav Yosef and Abaye as to what case it is that they are believed. Is it Dafka, a case where there may be a get, B'chutz La'aretz, or Dafka, a case where there may be a get, Be'eretz Yisrael? So, meaning, is it Dafka in a case where they say B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtam, or Dafka in a case where they don't say B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtam, that they're going to be believed, Lahavi Es Haget? Then the Gemara is going to have six different explanations of why a woman would ever have to say B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtam on her own get, because the Mishnah had said that an Isha Atzma Mevi'a Eskita, U'bavachit, that a woman could bring her own get as long as she says b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. But why would that ever be necessary? As soon as a woman receives her own get, she's already divorced. So it seems a little bit unnecessary to then say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. The Gemara, this parak, the second parak, is going to conclude with six different suggestions as to why it is that a woman bringing her own get would have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Four of those suggestions are going to be rejected, but two of them are going to be accepted. Then, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to move on to the third parak of Maseches Gittin, and the Mishnah is going to talk about various Gittin that are Shelo Lishma. So, the Mishnah is going to give us a variety of cases, and four cases in the Mishnah, four different cases about get that needs to be Lishma, and the last one, the last of the cases teaches not to rely on Breira as well. Then, the Gemara is going to discuss how our Mishnah may or may not be taking a stand on what to do in a case where there's Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Be'ir Achas, if there are two people by the same name, so in terms of how to write a get in such a case, and how to rely that the get was written for the right person. Then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it today, we're going to have four different opinions on cases of the Mishnah, if she's Pasul Lakuna. I mean, all these Gittin Psulim that didn't work, are they at least enough to make her Pasul Lakuna? So they may not be the Shema, so they may not be good Gittin, but if the person gave the get, so is it a Sarach Gita, is it enough of a get that we're going to say that she has a status, somewhat of a status of a Grusha? So let's begin. We are right after the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah had said that even the five women who do not like this woman are Neman to bring her get. So ask the Gemara Vatanya, but we have a Braisa, Kashem Shei Neman Uslomer Meis Baila Kach Ei Neman Uslavi Gita. How can the Mishnah say that these five women are Nemanos to bring her get? We have a Braisa that says Beferish the opposite, that just like they're not Neman to say Meis Baila, they're also not Neman to bring her get. So answers the Gemara, Am Rav Yosef Lo Kasha. So first Rav Yosef's approach, Kan ba'aretz, kan b'chutz la'aretz. Our Mishnah, which says they are believed, is talking about an Eretz Yisrael. The Braisa, which says that they are not believed, is talking about a chutz la'aretz. What's the difference between bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael and bringing a get in chutz la'aretz? Because ba'aretz, the lava dibur didakasam chinan, that we don't rely on any statement that she says, because she doesn't say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam, so mehemna, she's going to be believed. But b'chutz la'aretz, where it's not just about bringing the get and producing a document, but the adibura didokas amchinan, where she also needs to say something, she needs to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, then lo mehemna, then she's not going to be believed. Ask the Gemara, or asks Abaye, Amle Abaye. Abaye challenges Rav Yosef that I understand the distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lars, but I think you have it exactly backwards. Adraba, ipcha mistavra. It makes more sense to make that distinction, but in the opposite direction. That ba'aretz, if she's makabel to get an Eretz Yisrael, where she's not going to need to say b'fanei nechtam, di asi bal ma'arer mashkechinar bay. But because she didn't say b'fanei nechtam, if the husband were to later come and be ma'arer on the kashrus of the get, we would actually listen to what he has to say, because the get is not mekuyam, since there was no one that ever said b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Di kalameimer l'kulkula kamechavna. So we might say that that these women are trying to mess up the married woman by bringing this get, because now she's going to have this false sense of being divorced. She's going to go and get remarried, and then the husband's going to be married on the get, and we're going to listen to what the husband has to say, and now she's going to have to get divorced from her new husband, and she won't be allowed to go back to her previous husband either. So lo mehemna. So then we shouldn't believe these five women, because they can really foul things up for her, since we're going to listen to what the husband has to say if he were to ever be ma'arer. But b'chutz la'aretz, if they bring again chutz la'aretz, so they're going to need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So the yasi bal ma'ar lo mashchin bay. Once they say b'fani nechtam, they've been mekayim the get, and therefore, if the husband were to then come be ma'arer, we wouldn't listen to his iror anymore, because the chum were mesakein that when a shliach says b'fani nechtam, it's a kiyum of edim. It's the same thing as having a kiyum a get be'edim. So the husband has no say anymore. So it will never mess up the woman if she gets remarried. And therefore, mehemna, they should be believed. So, and that's the case of our Mishnah, where we were machshir these five women in their shlichus. Tosos, back on that Vavam Beis, and other Rishonim asked the Kasha, that if you bring get in Eretz Yisrael, and you do say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, the husband is takanat nam on the arer. It's just that we were never misaking that you need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So even these five women should be ne'eman in chutz la'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, just like they are in chutz la'aretz. So the Rishonim all work on that kasha. The Ramban suggests that even if she does say b'fani nechtav, it does not help a gzeira, because she might not say it all the time, and then she would not be believed, and they'll still come to rely on her. The Rashba suggests that women are not b'kios b'dinim, and they're going to think that the Irur HaBaal is going to be accepted in Eretz Yisrael even if they do say b'fani nechtam, and therefore their kavana is going to be mekalkel her. The point is not whether it will actually be mekalkel her. The question is, do these women have ne'amana? So if they think they're being mekalkel her, they'll do something like this. So that's enough to take away their ne'amanos lahavi es aget. So anyway, we have this fundamental machlokas, Rav Yosef and Abaye. They both agree that the way to resolve the stira between the Mishnah, which says that these women can bring a get, and the Braisa, which says that they cannot, is by distinguishing between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. But whereas Rav Yosef says that Dafka and Eretz Yisrael, they will be believed, in Chutz La'aretz they won't, Abaye says the opposite. So Tanya Kavase da Abaye. We have a Braisa that says like Abaye, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Isha ne'emenes lahavi gita, a woman is ne'eman to bring a get in chutz la'aretz, even though there would have been room to argue that it's possible, because maybe she was mezayif the get, and she's not choshesh that the husband is going to come and mess things up, because he's going to say b'fani nechtam, and no one's going to listen to the baal. And the reason we believe the isha is mikal v'chomer, meaning the isha herself, the wife herself, is believed to bring a get, and the Braisa says, and we learned that mikal v'chomer. Uman nashim shomer chame einem anuslamer meis baila ne'eman anuslav gita, if the women who hate her and would not be believed to say meis baila are ne'emanos to bring her get, and we trust them when they bring her get. So she who is not doesn't have such a severe din, she's lomer meis baila, she's believed to say that her own husband died. Saying a din she'ne'emenes lavigita, so all the more so she should be believed the havias gita, because she has more ne'emanos in the case of meis baila. So if even these five women are ne'emanos to bring her get, she should for sure be believed to bring her get. Umakum shabasa, from the place that we learn that a woman is ne'eman lahavigita, I mean from those chamish nashim, so that's where we learn something else, that mala halon, just like in the case of the chamish nashim, Srichos sheyomru b'faneinu nichtav u'b'faneinu nechtam, that when do we believe these five women? Only if they say, they must say b'faneinu nichtav b'faneinu nechtam, and that tips us off right away that we see the Brice is telling us in the case that these five women are believed, it's a case of chutz la'aretz where they say b'faneinu nichtav b'faneinu nechtam sa'afhi, so to the woman who brings her own get from chutz la'aretz to Yisrael, tzricha shetomar b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. She also needs to say b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. The chiddush over here is that Tiferes Yaakov points out that there would have been makom to argue that she would not need to say it because she's saying niskarashti begetzeh, meaning if she were to say niskarashti begetzeh, that I've already been divorced with this get, she'd be believed. So she's now bringing the get b'tora shlichus. I might think we should believe her without saying b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam with a migo that she could have just said niskarashti begetzeh, that I've already been divorced with this get. So kamash milan that she still needs to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, just like these five women who don't like her, who would have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. But bottom line is this is a raya to Abaye, because Abaye said that what's the case of the Mishnah where the five women are believed? Dafka, a case of chutz la'aretz where you do say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, and here you have a brisa that says explicitly that when these five women bring the get, they need to say b'faneinu nechtam b'faneinu nechtam. So the Gemara says, and not only that, not only do we have a brisa that supports Abaye's opinion, Amar Ravashi masnisin namidaika. Our Mishnah is meduyik like Abaye, meaning if you read between the lines of our Mishnah itself, it's clear like Abaye. De katani ha'isha atzma mevia gita. The Mishnah concludes by saying the woman brings her own get and she has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. So from the fact that she has to say that, obviously the Mishnah is talking about a case of bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So in such a case, the Mishnah that must be the case of the entire Mishnah. So when the Mishnah was talking about the Chamish Nashim, it must have also been talking about a case of bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz where you need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. So the fact that the last line of the Mishnah is clearly about again from Chutz La'aretz, the previous line of the Mishnah is also about again from Chutz La'aretz. So asking more of Rav Yosef, that part is really difficult. How's Rav Yosef going to respond to that? For Rav Yosef, Reisha V'Seifa B'Chutz La'aretz Mitziyasa Ba'aretz, how does Rav Yosef read the Mishnah? The Reisha of this Mishnah, meaning of the previous Mishnah, and Chav Gimel Amud Aleph says that everyone is kasher l'havias haget except for Chayr Shot V'Katam L'Suma. And the Gemara said that the reason that a Suma is possible is because someone who's maybe again Chutz La'aretz is not able to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam is not going to be good. You need to be able to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, and the Suma, a blind man, can't say b'fanei nechtam u'b'fanei nechtam. So the Reisha, meaning on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the previous Mishnah, is clearly talking about being maybe a get b'chutz la'aretz, and the Seifa of our Mishnah, where it talks about the woman bringing her own get, is also clearly talking about chutz la'aretz, because it talks about a woman bringing her own get and saying b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. But then, in between the first part of our Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Rav Yosef thinks he's talking about an Eretz Yisrael. That's a little bit dachuk, that you have a din about a get in Eretz Yisrael that's sandwiched by two dinim about getting in Chutz La'aretz. It's jumping back and forth like that. So says Gemara, and yeah, you have no choice. What are you going to say? That's how Rav Yosef must understand the sequence of dinim over here. That Reisha V'Seifa B'Chutz La'aretz, Mitziyasa Ba'aretz, the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph and the end of the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis are talking about Chutz La'aretz, and the beginning of the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Mimai, how do you know that? Mitoktani, because it says in the Mishnah, Ma Bein Get L'Misa, that what is the chiluk between Get and Misa? That by Misa, these five women are not Ne'amanos to say that Meis Baila, but to bring her Get, they are Ne'amanos. Shaksav Mochiach. So we said the difference is that we don't rely on anything other than the document that she's producing. Velokatani shaksav upemochiach. It does not say that we're relying on both the document and her statement. So Elamai, Rav Yosef says, I have no choice but to interpret the first part of the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis to be talking about a case in Eretz Yisrael where you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, because the Mishnah says explicitly that the reason we believe her is because she doesn't say anything, is that it's ksav mochiach, is that she, unlike where these women come and say that the husband died, where she's telling us something and we can't listen to anything she says because we know she has a vendetta against this other woman against to hurt the other woman. But when she's producing get, she's producing a document. She's not saying anything. Oh, not saying anything. That sounds like a case of bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael, not a case of bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz. So now, the Gemara is now going to explain that case of the woman bringing her own get. Like we said, six different suggestions. What in the world we're talking about, that a woman brings her own get and says, B'fanei nechtav, or B'fanei nechtam, she's already divorced. He sha'atzma mavia. So we said the woman brings her own get, but she needs to say B'fanei nechtam, B'fanei nechtam. So ask the Gemara, why? Isha michimata gita liyada, igrishala. As soon as she received the get, she's already divorced. B'fanei nechtam is only for a shliach of the Baal when at the moment that he's handing it over to the Isha, which is the Zman of Gerushin. But this woman is already divorced from when the husband gave her the get back in Chutz La'aretz. The get that she's bringing is only a Shtar Raya at this point. She's already been, it's already served its function. So she's not a shliach of the Baal. Why would we require it to say B'fanei nechtam, B'fanei nechtam? That is how Rashi learns this question, that she's not serving as a shliach of the Baal. The Ran explains that they were only misakin b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam where there's a chashash that the husband's going to come and be ma'arer. So only by a shliach habal, who's maybe a get, where the maisa gerushin didn't happen yet when the husband last left it. So we're choshesh that because the husband knows that she's not yet megureshes, he's going to be ma'arer on the get and he's going to change his mind, he's going to have a change of heart, and therefore they're misakin b'fanei nechtav, so he's not going to be believed when he comes in and he's ma'arer. But when the Baal gives a get directly to his wife, or for that matter to a shliach lekabbalah, where the maisa gerushin already happened, so she's miskareshes right away. Once he knows that in through his action he was already megaresh his wife, he's not going to come to be ma'arer anymore. And therefore they were not misakein b'fanei nechtav to bavorn the iror that's going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's not going to be an iror, so there's no need to be misakein b'fanei nechtav in such a case. Answers the Gemara. Answer number one, Amravuna ba'omer lo tiskarshi ba'ala b'fnei bezim ploni. That the woman, the man gives his wife a get, and he says, but you're only going to be divorced with it in front of such a bezin in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara understands that she's a shliach to bring the get to Eretz Yisrael, and that's where she gets divorced with it. And since she's a shliach, and the kabbalas get from the husband did not make her divorced yet, so when she gets to the bezin, as a fulfillment of that tonight, then there will be the maisa gerushin. So she'll then need to say B'fanei nechtav or B'fanei nechtam, like every shliach that does a maisa gerushin. So ask the Gemara, even if he says lo tiskar she'el b'fnei bezim ploni, it still doesn't make sense why she needs to say B'fanei nechtam, B'fanei nechtam. Sof kimati hasam, as soon as she gets to Eretz Yisrael and she's in front of the Beis Din that he had identified, igra shabbas, she'll immediately be divorced right away, because that which she said al tiskar she'el, that which he said al tiskar she'el bezim ploni, he's not being memana her a shliach laholacha, he's making it tonight. That here's your get, you'll be divorced right now, almanas, that you show up in front of Beis Din Ploni. So now she's being mekayim the tonight, and then it turns out retroactively she was divorced. That's not a b'fanei nechtav situation. B'fanei nechtav is when there's a shliach lehalacha. So second possible answer, Ella amar Ravuna bar Manoach mishmei derav acha brei derav ika, to amar la, the case is the husband said to the wife when he gave her the get, b'medina sayam, he said, ki matis hasam, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, Asnecheya ara v'shakle, put the get on the ground and then pick it up from the ground and become divorced with it. So then he's been, so the case is he's making her shliach lahalacha to Eretz Yisrael, and she concludes her shlichus by putting the get on the ground, and the maisa gerushin happens when she then picks it up off of the ground. So that's like a regular shliach lahalacha, and therefore she's going to need to say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam like any other shliach lahalacha. Frankly, Gemara doesn't work either. Ihachi, if she's putting the get on the ground and then she picks it up from the ground, that's very similar to a guy says to his wife, instead of giving her a get, says, oh yeah, it's over there, just go pick it up over there from the ground. Rav paskins that if you say it is worthless. If she takes the get from the karka, it doesn't work. The Torah says v'nasan biyada, that the husband gives the get to the in the yad of the isha. So it's so you could do it al yidei shliach because shluch shlodim kamoso, but the karka is not your shliach. You can't have her just pick it up off of the karka where there's no nesino liyada. So Ella, so it says a third possibility. Da amar la, I want you to be a shliach la'olacha until you get to Eretz Yisrael. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, have a shliach la'kabbalah v'kablias kitech. I want you to become the shliach la'kabbalah, and then you'll be makabal your get. And therefore, the husband is being memanah her as a shliach la'olacha. There's a ma'isa gerushin only when she gets to Eretz Yisrael, when she herself becomes the shliach la'kabbalah, and that's what she needs to say b'farinechtam, like any other shliach la'olacha. At the time of the gerushin, the Rashash says, "What's even the havamin over here?" Meaning, there's still no nesina. The pasuk says, "V'nasan biyada." She's the same person, so there's no nesina. The get remains biyada the entire time. So he says that since she flips from a shliach la'olacha to a shliach la'kabbalah, it's as if the get was given from a shliach la'olacha to a shliach la'kabbalah, that her identity changes at some point. So the fact that she's a different person halachically, meaning she's now become the shliach la'kabbalah, so that's considered in a scene. The Rashash also asks, why do we say that she should be a shliach la'kabbalah? Why not just say, just stop being a shliach la'olacha? I mean, even the way the Gemara is formulating it, just say the husband made her shliach la'olacha and kimatas la'hasam, you'll become the isha again, you'll stop being an extension of me as a shliach la'olacha, and you'll just be you, and you'll get, meaning to change her identity, you don't need to make her own shliach. That's just weird. Why would she be her own shliach? Just say that you'll become you. So the Tiferes Yaakov suggests that it's only if he makes her if she becomes a shliach la'kabbalah can he say b'fanei nichtav at the time of the minor shlichus hakabbalah. But if you would say to be makabel to get on her own when she gets started to swell, it wouldn't have been shayit seib fali nichtav, because as soon as she gets there, she's ready mugureshes. So there's no maisa that the get is being yotze midei shliach halacha, where you chayiv to say b'fali nichtav. Still a little bit difficult. But anyway, ask the Gemara that this answer doesn't work anyway, because v'alo chazur shlichus eitzel abal. In this case, she's not going to be mugureshes with such a shlichus, because the tanai is in the of the shlichus, that one of the conditions of a valid shlichus is that at the conclusion of the shlichus, the shliach has to be able to go back to the mishaleach and say, "Asisi shlichuseich, I've done what you sent me to do." This woman, as soon as she's fulfilled the shlichus of the husband, she doesn't have a moment of time where she's ru'uya to go back to the baal b'toras a shliach, as identified as a shliach, a shliach l'lach, and say, "I've done it. I've done the shlichus," because the husband told her to be molech leget to Eretz Yisrael and there and to do the ma'aseh gerushin there by turning into a shliach lekabbalah. So she's not able to go back to the husband and say, "I did the shlichus," because she's already become a shliach lekabbalah. So she stops being a shliach la'olacha. So says Gemara, a fourth possibility. Case is, the husband says to the woman when he gives her the get, "Havi shliach la'olacha d'matzasam. I want you to be a shliach la'olacha until you get to Eretz Yisrael. V'chimatzasam, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, Shavi shliach lekabbalah. Appoint somebody else to be a shliach lekabbalah." So since she won't stop being a shliach la'olacha when she gives the get to the shliach lekabbalah, so then it's chazur shlichus eitzel abal. So as soon as when she gives the get to the shliach lekabbalah, she'll need to say b'fani nechtam, and that will work out well. That's the case of the Mishnah, that a woman brings her own get. She needs to say b'fani nechtam. So ask the Gemara, no, honey, chleman diyamar, this teretz works very well if you assume, like the shita that holds, that isha also shliach lekabel gita miyad shliach baila, that a woman is not chayeves to receive the get herself from the shliach la'olacha, rather she's able to make a shliach lekabelah to receive a get from a shliach la'olacha. So elman diyamar ein isha also shliach lekabel gita miyad shliach baila ma'ikel meimar. But if you're of the opinion that yes, it's true the husband can have a shliach la'olacha, and it might even be true that a woman can make a shliach lekabelah, but one of them needs to show up. You can't have both of them appointing shluchim, so then it's not going to work, because if the woman is working as a shliach la'olacha, that disqualifies her from making a shliach l'kabbalah to receive the get. So says Gemara, no, time am I. What's the reason for such a shita that a woman cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah to receive a get from a shliach la'olacha? It's all because mishum dika bizayin debal, that it's going to be a bizayin to the husband that she doesn't even want to show up and receive her own get from the husband's shliach, and he's not interested in having a shliach, meaning that the shliach is only continues to be a hemshech of the baal if the woman actually shows up, because he's not interested in giving it to her shliach la'olacha. V'hacha ba'lo kapit. But over here, it's very clear that the husband was not makbid by not being by her not receiving the get, because that was the instruction in the first place. He said, "You be the shliach la'olacha." Then a point, another shliach la'kabala. So says Mar Hanich le'madiyam Rishon Bizayin Debal. Yeah, that works if you assume that that's the explanation of that shita, that the reason the shliach la'olacha can't give to a shliach la'kabala is because of Bizayin Debal. But if you hold that the reason it's problematic is because it's similar to putting a get in a chatzar that belongs to someone else, and then the woman being kona the chatzar, that by putting the get in the chatzar, you make the chatzar a shliach, like a shliach la'olacha, and when she's kona the chatzar, she makes the chatzar like a shliach la'kabala, and that doesn't work because the chatzar does not work midin shlichus, the chatzar only works midin yad. So at the time that the husband puts the get in that chatzar, the chatzar was not her yad, and if you're matir shliach la'kabala to be makabal from shliach la'olacha, people will be matir, case of chatzar abal li'achar mikain as well. So that's, if that's the reason that a shliach la'kabala can't give to a shliach la'olacha, that's just as relevant when the woman is her own shliach when the woman is the shliach la'olacha and appoints a different guy to be a shliach la'kabala, and therefore ma'ika le'meimar. How are you going to explain the case in our Mishnah? So says Gemara, okay, we've had four suggestions, we've rejected all of them, so let's get to some suggestions that we're not going to reject. So the last two, da'amar la, the husband says to the woman, have a shliach la'olacha ad matasasam, be a shliach la'olacha until you get to Eretz Yisrael, v'chi matasasam shavi shliach la'olacha, when you get there, appoint somebody else to be a shliach la'olacha the rest of the way, and then and then you receive the get as yourself from that shliach la'olacha. It's a case of shliach as a shliach, that I'm authorizing you to make another shliach to take your place once you get to Eretz Yisrael. V'ibayisema, or another possible teretz, to amalah have a shliach la'olacha ad matasasam, you be a shliach la'olacha until you get to Eretz Yisrael, v'chimatasasam, and when you get to Eretz Yisrael, emar kame beidina, say in front of the beisdin, b'farei nechta, and then I want you to appoint the Beis Din as a shliach lahalacha v'lisvenealech, and they will give you the get, and you'll be divorced with that get. So Tosus explains the chilik between the two terutzim is that according to the first teretz, the woman can say b'fanei nichtav at the time of the gerushin. According to the second teretz, she says b'fanei nichtav when she gives the get to the shliach halacha. The Ramban says that the chilik is that according to the first teretz, she's able to appoint the shliach shelo b'fnei beis, and the shliach doesn't need to say the shliach beis din ani, because the woman herself knows that he's a shliach. According to the second teretz, we're not makabel to get from the second shliach b'medina siyam unless the shliach says shliach beis din ani at the time of the gerushin. Okay, so but these are the two terutzim that work, and there may be these minor chilukim between these two terutzim. So hadron alacha maybe. Get that concludes the second parak of Maseches Gittin. Now we move on to the third parak of Maseches Gittin. The first part of the third parak is going to talk about the dinim of writing a get, that it needs to be written l'shma, and when Sofrim write shtaros, write Gittin, in order that they be ready to have them on hand, they need to leave out certain critical components that they'll be able to write dafka b'tzivoy abal l'shem that isha. We'll also discuss a case where the husband lost the get and someone else found it. Do you have to be choshesh that maybe it's a different get? Maybe the get that you found is not the get that the husband had lost. Second half of the parak is going to talk about dinim of shlichus of a get, whether you can appoint shluchim in different situations of shluchim. So our Mishnah talks about the dinim of ksivus a get, that it needs to be l'shem krisus, l'shem this isha. If you write the get, not l'shem the gerishin of this isha, the get's going to be pasul. So where do we know that from? Because the Torah says, v'kas avla sefer krisus. So the husband or his shliach has to write the get l'shem the isha who is being who he is divorcing. So kal get shenichtav shalol l'shum isha, any get that's written not l'shum this isha, not l'shem this isha, pasul, is not going to be a valid get. The get is automatically going to be pasul, even if he writes it stam, even if it's not beferish shalol l'shum isha, he just writes it stam, it's going to be pasul. The Gemara in Masechet Zvachim and Daf Beis points this out, and so the Rambam is medayik b'lashono. He says the Rambam in Bilchus Gerushin Perek Gimel writes, kol get shalom nichtav l'shema isha megareish Ulishema isha hamiskareshes ein a get. So that's based on the Mishnah. Tovse gitin, you need to leave makom ish makom isha in order that they can write the shema ish and the shema isha lishma. Meaning it's not enough that it's written stam. Stam is not considered lishma when it comes to a get. So ketzad, what are the cases of gitin that are written shalol lishema ish shalol lishema isha that are pasul? So four cases. Number one, ayah over b'shuk v'shama kol sofer makrin, that a person was walking through the shuk and he hears people writing gitin that are calling out to the talmidim or learning how to write the gitin or getting their shimush. They're learning how to write a typical get, and he said the malamed is telling the talmid ish ploni megarish is plonis mimakom ploni. Here's what you write. You write Reuven ben Shimon is megarish Leah bas Yaakov in the city of whatever va'amar, and the person says zeshemi v'zeshem ishti. Right? He thinks, oh my gosh, that's my name. That's my wife's name. Do I really love her? Maybe not. You know, and he starts to think to himself. So pasul legarishvo. He cannot just be opportunistic and say, can I get a discount on that? You know, you already wrote it anyway. So he's not allowed to use that too because it wasn't written l'shem the gerushin. It was just written kedei l'slamed. Second case, yasem mikain. The Mishnah brings another case where there's a chiddush that we didn't have in the first case. That kasav, if the sofer writes a get with the tzivay baal legarish asishto v'nimlach, and then after the sofer writes the get, the baal has charata and he decides not to be megarisher umetzol beniro va'amlo shmikas shemcha shemeshti kashemeshtecha. He finds someone else who has the same name as him, and his wife has the same name as the other guy's wife. So the second guy can't be Megarish his wife with it because it wasn't in Lashem that man and that woman. Sounds like the second guy's not able to be Megarish with it, but if the first husband that was that had the Charata then has Charata again and decides that he wants to be Megarish, that he is able to be Megarish with it, right? That's what the Chacham Sofer just points out. So the Chacham Sofer just asks, wait a second. Tosa says on Daflam Bezim Bez that everyone's moda that if you're Mevata Leget, it's Eini Yochalachs or Legarish Bo. Once you've been Mevata Leget, you can't go back and be Megarish with that same get you've been Mevata. Isn't that exactly our case? Isn't that exactly this case? A guy writes has a get written, the Shemish, the Shemisha. He decides he's not going to use it, and then he decides, you know what? Maybe I will use it. So it's possible, shouldn't it be possible Legarish Bo? So Chacham Sofer suggests that Nimlach is considered a bittul get only as far as lishma is concerned, but it's not considered shalol lishma. It's only considered bestama. So the ratio of the Mishnah is not yet mechadish the din that stama's pasul, and therefore it doesn't say that he's not able to be megarishbo, meaning enochinami. He's not able to be megarishbo, but we haven't yet introduced that idea that he's not able to be megarishbo. So yasum came third case of the Mishnah where we're highlighting this this idea of lishma is which has an even additional chiddush. Same guy has two wives that both have the same name, probably confusing household. If he wrote a get to be Megarish, the Gedola among them, he's not allowed to then use that get to be Megarish, the Katana, because it wasn't written for her. Yasumi Kane, and a fourth case that has an even greater Chiddush. Amr Lelavlar, the husband tells the sofer, Ksov Le'ezo She'erza Garish. I have two wives, same name. I haven't yet decided which one I want to be Megarish, but either way, it's going to say the same words anyway, so just write the get with my name and the name of my wives. So Pasul Legarish Bo, he's not able to decide later and then be Megarish. And that case, obviously, is going to open up the Sugya of Breira. Do we say Huvra Dover the Mafreya that was the one that he intended the entire time? So the Gemara discusses what the situation is in the first case of the Mishnah. Kasav Legarish Zishto v'Nimlach. That if the sofer writes a get for someone in order to be Megarish his wife, and then in the end he has charata and he doesn't use it, so the second guy who has the same name is not able to use such a get. But the first case of the Mishnah that was talking about where you're walking through the marketplace and you just hear them writing a get and practicing, and they happen to be using the same name as this guy and his wife. Bimai, what's the case that it's talking about? Obviously it's talking about that the sofer wrote the get for the husband and he had charata. So it's just like the case of the second case of the Mishnah. So why does the Mishnah say the same case in different words? Meaning, why were they writing it in the Shuk? They were writing it in the should, apparently because someone wanted it, but then that person didn't want it, and now this person wants to use it. That's the same case as the second case. No, that when you're walking the shuk, you didn't overhear a sofer writing a get to be used. He was just writing, he was just teaching his talmidim how to write gittin. That was the case of the resha. Amar Vashi dekanami dekatani sofer makrin. It says that you heard the sofrim reading out to the talmidim the nusach of a get in order to teach them how to write a get. V'lokatani sofrim korin. It doesn't say that the sofrim were reading the get that they wrote in order to be used for gerushin. So shemaminah, from the word makrin, you see that it was just being used in Islam. It wasn't really being used as a. It was never intended to be used as a get. My yasser mikain. What's the additional chiddush in each of the cases of the Mishnah that builds on the previous case? Meaning, we seem to be assuming that we're going in ascending order of chiddush. So what's the chiddush that you have in each line? So Talmud Bei Rabbi Shmuel, they learned by the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, lo zeh shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin, not only a get that was not written l'shem gerushin at all, it was just l'islam made, and not only is that considered shelo l'shma, ela av zeh shenichtav l'shem gerushin, even a get that was written l'shem gerushin, which is the second case of the Mishnah, it just wasn't written l'shem gerushin of this couple, so pasul, even that's going to be pasul. V'lo zeh shenichtav, we had a similar concept when we discussed the Parsha Sota, that if you write a Parsha Sota l'shum a different Isha, that's one type of Shalom l'shma, but then you have a Parsha Sota of the Sefer Torah, right, that the Parsha Sota of the Sefer Torah is also a Shalom l'shma, but what's the Chiddush of each one? So we said Parsha Sota of the Sefer Torah, you didn't even write it as a Parsha Sota as to be used, you just wrote it l'shem Sefer Torah. At least when you wrote it l'shum a different Isha, it was meant to be used as a Parsha Sota, right? So that was the chiluk the Gemara made in Sota, the same chiluk we're making here. Veloze shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin didei, and not only a case where the get was written for a different couple's divorce, ela avze shenichtav l'shem gerushin didei, but the third case where it was written for this husband's divorce, possibly still not allowed to be megarish a different wife with that same get. Veloze shelo nichtav l'shem gerushin ha, and not only a get that was not written for this particular divorce, meaning this man of this woman, ela avze shenichtav l'shem gerushin ha, but even a get that was written for this divorce, puzzle if it wasn't yet decided which wife at the time he was going to use it for. So my time, what's the reason and the makar for the idea that these gittin are psulin? So the Gemara says it's all derived from the pasuk. Pasuk says the kas of la sefer krisos from nasan biyada. So e kas of nasan sefer krisos biyada. If it just would have said nasan sefer krisos biyada hava amina lemutehe chama, I would say that the first case is excluded. The law of l'shem krisos because he didn't do it l'shem krisos. He only did it l'islamed. Avol kasuk l'garish sishtov v'nimlach davol l'shem krisos. But the case where a guy wrote a get for his wife and then he changed his mind, where it was l'shem krisos, say ema kasher, I would have assumed that it would be kasher. So that's why kasher rachmana v'kasav. That's why it says that you have to write the get l'shma. E kasher rachmana v'kasav, if it only would have said v'kasav, hava amina, I would have thought that it excludes the case to lo iu kokasavla. The second case, where it's not the Baal that wrote the get, it's someone else that wrote the get, who happens to have the same name as the Baal. But if it is the Baal who wrote the get, and he just happens to have two wives with the same name, the iu kokasavla, where at least he wrote the get, ema kasher, I would assume that that's kasher. So kasrachmana, la. Lishma, that not only does it have to be this Baal that wrote the get, he has to write it l'shem this Isha. V'seifa lamali, then what's the last case teaching me? We already learned in the previous cases that it has to be this husband that wrote the get for this woman that he's divorcing. So kavash melon de'ein breira, the last case is telling me that you can't say it's huvar adavul mafreya, that it was for this woman, because at the time he wasn't sure who he was going to use it for. So if he wrote a get to be megarish one of his wives, he cannot use it for the other one of his wives. Sounds like if they both have the same name and he wrote it for one of the wives, he's allowed to use the get for that wife. So you see that if you have two people by the same name, they're able to be motzi shtarchov and say you owe me money, even though it only says you owe Yosef ben Shimon Shimon money, because over here also the get is written for this woman, for a woman by this name, but he's got two wives by this name. So if that's the case, the Reisha that says that he writes a get and he changes his mind and he finds someone else with the same name, Shmika Shimcha, Pasul Legarish, but the other guy's not allowed to be Megarish with it, Sheni Dula Matsi Megarish Bey, Arisha Matsi Megarish Bey, that the first guy, the original guy, is allowed to use it as a get, Va'amrin of Lachar Yachalotian Alain Shtarchov, but didn't we say someone else is not able to be Moti Shtarchov on Yosef Ben Shimon? Because the Yosef Ben Shimon who owes the money could say, maybe it's not me, maybe it's the other person. Well, then how come in the case of the Reisha, the guy's allowed to be Megarish the woman with such a get? Can't prove anything about Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon is about relying on the shtar purely. If we're assuming like Reb Lazar that Edim Mesira Karti, we're not relying on the shtar. We're relying on the Edim that saw the Mesira Sashtar, and therefore it's no raya whatsoever to situations of Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav, Kulam Pesulim Bekuna, and everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you,
Zay Gazon, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, take care. You too, take care, good Shabbos.